Well, the weather's going to turn a corner here very, very soon. In fact, in a few days, they're talking 50s and 60s here for our area. So folks are going to get really antsy to get outside and get started. We're going to talk a little bit about some outdoor stuff today with Marla Anstey, who is in with us this morning. Marla is a local master gardener, been through the program, enjoys it a lot, and also helps out putting together that big garden seminar coming up here in about a week and a half. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Appreciate it so much. I want to talk a little bit about a scholarship program that you have through the Cass County Master Gardeners Program. You've had a lot of success over the years with getting some really good, interested folks involved in the Master Gardener Program, one of those being David Williams. And I know you wanted to honor his memory as well with all the things that he had done. And I suppose scholarships will live on for a long time and help a lot of people. It's a good way to do that.
It is. And Dave was our go-to guy for plant identification, and he had an awesome collection of hostas, and he shared those with all of us. He was a great source of information, and we just miss him dearly.
Yeah, and a lot of folks can benefit from what the Master Gardeners do by getting in on those scholarship opportunities. Specifically, do you have to be a Master Gardener to qualify for any of the scholarships?
No, you don't. Actually, we call it a grant, and okay. This last year we had three that were recipients of the grant, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church, the Anita Library, and the Anita Daycare were recipients. And they tell us what they want to use the money for, and mostly just plants and landscaping around their facilities. And so that's what we gave it to last year. The year before, the Outdoor Classroom in Messina was a recipient, and the gals down there put up a seating area. We have a butterfly garden down there, and that's what we used our money for last year.
Yeah, I guess I referred to it as a scholarship. We're not really educating anyone with the, well, I guess we kind of are in a way.
We are, but we call it a grant,
right.
And it's multi-purpose. We did, like I said, the seating area at the outdoor classroom, but if they want to landscape with it, all we ask is that they give us a report on what they've done with it, and a lot of times they'll send us a picture, and we keep that in our archives. So,
well, and these aren't necessarily just solo projects. This is a group thing at times. You're looking for teamwork.
Yes, absolutely. The more the merrier. We welcome anybody to apply for it.
Well, if you're going to go out and have some fun, you might as well do it with friends.
Absolutely.
Are you looking to be able to accomplish a variety of different types of projects through the grant program?
Yes, we are. Landscaping is always a big item. But if they've got like a garden spot that they want to do like vegetable gardens and share with people, mm-hmm. We'd be more than happy to help them get started with that.
Now, you're not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Specifically nonprofits, individuals, folks who are not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Specific, not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Specifically nonprofits, individuals, folks who are looking to
right.
Maybe spruce up some areas that wouldn't otherwise be affected.
Exactly.
Excellent. Do you look for the different types? I mentioned creativity and a variety of projects. Do you look to do something a little differently each year with these grants?
We try to. Yeah. We try to diversify. It just depends on who applies.
What's the most creative thing you've seen people come up with so far through the program?
Well, I believe the daycare in Anita at the library, or the daycare, I'm not sure, planted a vegetable garden and had the kids help with that.
So in some instances, Marla, are these things that they might, they're not huge grants, they're $300 grants, But they do help to do a lot of work in one season, but you're hoping it'll perpetuate itself year after year then.
Right. Once the kids learn and they like that, and I know they had vegetables, they had radishes and lettuce and tomatoes. And
yeah. So it's kind of neat you can get young people involved,
too.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Anytime you can get them started, get them interested,
right,
it grows from there.
Yep, it does.
Well, that's really kind of a fun project to get folks started with, too, and to get a little bit of financial assistance to help out. Do you use that as kind of a feeder program, then, to get people interested enough that they might want to be involved in the Master Gardener program?
We try to, yes, we try to. But we had a pretty good-sized class this last year. I can't tell you just exactly how many, but we always gain. They do it about every year. Kate could tell you more than I could how many, but we're always getting new members.
How long have you been a Master Gardener?
Since 2009.
Why did you decide to get into the program?
Well, I have to blame it all on Judy Kennedy. We're good friends. We're neighbors. There were three or four of us that took it at the same time. We all live on the same road. We're all interested in gardening, and we just thought it would enhance our knowledge. And we've gone a long way with what we've learned. We are part of the Outdoor Classroom nonprofit. We helped Dean Downer with the butterfly garden down there. We actually started the butterfly garden for Dean. And we just now got our 501c3 for a nonprofit, and we're applying for grants to help build onto the building that's down there, the shelter.
The buddy system. It's so easy to get started that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We encourage folks to do that, too. Yeah. It's always fun to do things with other people
that.
Has this become more, it hasn't been that many years, has this become more than you thought it would be when you decided to be involved in the Master Gardener program?
Oh, it certainly has for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've expanded my horizons a lot.
Well, now, part of being a Cass County Master Gardener means you pretty much, you're kind of invested in this. You pretty much have to be involved in things like the garden seminar that's coming up, too. What do you do for that?
Well, I am going to help with a class, a seminar that's coming up. It's March the 14th is when our garden seminar is. When you take the class for the Master Gardener class, they require so many continuing education hours and volunteer hours. Mm-hmm. And so helping with the seminar is part of that.
You have fun with that, though, don't you?
Oh, you bet.
Anytime you can spread the word about something you really enjoy.
Oh, and you meet so many interesting people. We always have great speakers, and the breakout sessions, we learn to do all kinds of things. One of the things this year is going to be air plants. That's a big new thing that's catching on. Chalk painting is going to be one of the seminars. Lots of fun things to do.
Do you ever sit back and just marvel at how that seminar has just grown and gotten such a reputation around the area?
It does have a reputation. I've been in other cities and around, and they've said, oh, you're not going to give that up. You have to do that again. So we just keep doing it.
And you do get folks that come in from a wide area.
We do. We do.
It's a lot of fun to see that and see how well that's come up. Mm-hmm. That's coming up March 14th.
Yes, it is.
That's a Saturday, and it's here at the high school.
Uh-huh, at the high school. Yep.
And there's still time for folks to register.
I do believe so, yes.
Okay, but you might want to hop on that pretty quickly because I know some of those sessions fill up.
Some of them do, yes, but you can get a hold of Kate at the Extension office and they'll be more than happy to get you registered.
Get
you
through that process pretty quickly then. Oh, very good. Well, back to the scholarships then. How do folks apply for something like that? What's the process like?
We have an application, and you can get that from Kate, and you can get it online also. Or you can talk to Judy Kennedy, myself, or Linda Edelman, and we can help you get that application. You just fill it out. You tell us what your plan is to use the money for, and then we'll go through those. We've set aside, I believe, $1,500 this year. Wow. So more than happy to take a look at your application and help out anybody.
Hope to be able to give it all away.
We'd love to.
Excellent.
We'd love to.
Is the application process, is the application itself, is it a lengthy thing or
no.
Is it pretty straightforward?
No, pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Who you are and what you want to do with it.
Just tell us what you're looking to do and we'll see if it fits into the guidelines we've set.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. And if folks would like to know more about the Master Gardener program, Can they contact folks at any time, or are there specific times when they do the training?
There is a specific time. It usually starts in the fall, and every other year, Kate has been doing it here in Atlantic, but you can sure get a hold of anybody at the Extension office, and they can get you that information.
I know how much most of us get a little bit of cabin fever this time of the year. It's always, even though it's not been a terrible winter, it always seems like it's been a long winter when we're ready to get back outside. For a master gardener, this has just got to be nervous time. You're ready to go.
Oh, you bet. I've been ordering garden seeds, and they're coming in the mail almost on a daily basis.
Really? You do a lot of planning then?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Excellent. Well, that's what the garden seminar is all about, too. If you haven't gotten your planning taken care of, they can sure point you in the right direction.
It is. Yep.
Excellent. Well, again, if you'd like to know more about those Cass County Master Gardener grants, these are $300 grants to nonprofits or individuals who would love to be able to spruce up an area, maybe do something creative, try something maybe you haven't tried before. You can certainly apply. The deadline for applications is coming up on March 30th, so you do have most of the rest of this month to do that. And again, they do need to be submitted by mail or email, and they'll be notified shortly after that?
Yes, they will.
All right, very good. Contact the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. You can talk to the folks there, or you can stop by at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or as Marla said, you can talk to her or any of the other Cass County Master Gardeners, the committee members. They'd be happy to help you out, point you in the right direction. It's an exciting time of the year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I can't wait for spring to get here and get out and dig in the dirt.
You bet. Very good. Well, Marla, thanks so much for coming in today. I appreciate that, and good luck with the grant program.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Not necessarily looking for businesses to use this program to spruce up their corner of the world.
No, this needs to be a not-for-profit.
Specifically nonprofits, individuals, folks who are looking to maybe spruce up some areas that wouldn't otherwise be affected.
Exactly.
Excellent. Do you look for the different types? I mentioned creativity and a